So I'm lucky enough to be with Julie Dirksen, who's an expert in lots of things, I think. Basically, behaviour change and design in learning is a big area for you, isn't it? So, and you've been talking about that. So with Julie, 2017, clearly these are big issues. I mean, where are we? Where's learning when it comes to behaviour change and how it's designing for it?
So I think one of the things that I'm really not seeing is enough focus on what the science is saying around behavior change. And it's a very kind of up-and-coming evolving field, so it's not surprising that a lot of that knowledge hasn't disseminated out yet, but that's one of the things I'm trying to help with and work on. There's a lot we can pull from other fields. Certainly behavioral economics has a lot to contribute to the conversation around behavior change and that they're studying things. Behavioral psychology, the model that I'm kind of most excited about right now, the thing that I'm most excited about right now is the COMBI model, which is Susan Michie's model out of University College London, uh-huh. Their Center for Behavior Change. And what they did is they did a sort of massive project to look at a lot of what the research literature was saying about behavior change, and everybody kind of had their own model for how they thought it would work, and some were focused on persuasion, some were focused on incentives, all of these kinds of things. And what Susan Michie and her group did was they basically sort of managed to do a massive survey across the research literature and come up with a single model that kind of encompassed all of these different things. And it's a little clunky in places because we're talking about, you know, studies that were at the government level or studies at the public health level or studies in terms of individual behavior change. But nonetheless, it's actually got kind of all of the elements. And I've been working on this for a few years. And so everything that I'm seeing sort of piecemeal elsewhere in the research literature is very much encompassed by this particular model. So I'm a big fan right now. It's also kind of called the Behavior Change Wheel. And there's actually a URL, behaviorchangewheel.com.
Right. Now look, we managed to sneak this in whilst in the queue for lunch. So that's brilliant. So you've given me loads there in terms of, you know, where to go and what to be looking out for on the design side. So brilliant. Julie, thank you very much.
Absolutely.